pro-EU party in Moldova set a win vote mired in claims of Russian interference. 4 killed in shooting and arson attack at Mormon church in Michigan. Singapore denies entry to exiled Hong Kong pro-democracy activist. Denmark bans all civilian drone flights. Ahead of European summit, U.S. citizen released by Taliban after 9-month detention. Oregon sues Trump administration over plans to deploy troops. Europe sneak past U.S. in sensational Ryder Cup. Eric Adams ends re-election bid for New York City mayor Zelensky condemns. Vile. Russian strikes lasting 12 hours. Army sent to battle fire in Namibia tourist hotspot. At least 40 dead in crush at political rally in India. Sanctions reimposed on Iran 10 years after landmark nuclear deal. Selena Gomez marries music producer Benny Blanco. Swiss voters narrowly approve plan for electronic ID cards. Thunberg denies claims of flotillas a publicity stunt. 3 dead and several injured after shooting at U.S. waterfront bar. Argentines demand justice at protest against brutal killings of young women. Russia has no intention of attacking EU or NATO states. Foreign minister says Israeli strikes kill dozens in Gaza, including civilians. Seeking aid, health workers say. The picturesque Dutch village set to charge tourists an entry fee. India court crippled by a million case backlog. Instagram versus reality. Bali is becoming a victim of its own success. The U.S. Navy killed 17 in deadly strikes. Now Venezuela is giving civilians guns. Trump promised retribution. How far will he go? Watch. World's highest bridge opens in China. Hundreds of drones and missiles fired at Ukraine by Russia. Watch polar bears occupy abandoned Soviet-era research station. Watch how Trump and Comey's relationship soured. Gold prices hit record high near 3,800 aughts on U.S. shutdown risks, rate cut bets. Oil slips as Kurdistan crude exports resume. OPEC Plus plans output hike. Oil prices slip as OPEC Plus reportedly plans another output hike. Exclusive. OPEC Plus plans another oil output hike in November, sources say. Humberto strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane. U.S. NHC says Italy receives 10 bids for Ilva steel as major contenders withdraw. More than 150 companies have ties to Israeli settlements. UN database shows COP30 urged to link climate justice with reparations for historical crimes. Oil gains on Ukraine drone attacks cutting Russian supply. Shares rise in Asia. Dollar dips as U.S. government faces closure. Mercedes cuts EV's environmental footprint with low-carbon aluminium. U.S. SEC Chair Atkins vows to fast-track scrapping quarterly corporate reports. FT says SEC Chair signals easing of corporate disclosure rules under Trump. FT BYD projects exports to exceed 20% of total 2025 vehicle sales, SCMP. Asia stocks rise on tech gains as RBA meeting looms. Japan lags Sonantial shares surge 40% in trading day after spinoff. China's BYD forecasts exports to top 20% of 2025 sales, SCMP reports. South Korea exports expected to rise on chip boost, calendar effects. Reuters poll, China's industrial profits rise 0.9% in January-August. South Korea cannot pay $350 billion for tariff deal, as Trump suggests, top aide says. China's industrial profits rise 0.9% in January-August. U.S. tells India that Russian oil curbs are key to trade deal progress. U.S. consumer sentiment dips slightly below forecast, indicating cautious optimism. U.S. core PCE rises 2.9% in August, in line with estimates. Core PCE price index holds steady, aligning with forecast and previous figures. Italy business sentiment stable in September, consumer morale rises. China's factory activity likely slows again amid weak demand, trade tensions. Reuters poll. Dollar falls ahead of data releases, risk of U.S. government shutdown looms. Thailand's new PM outlines policies to parliament amid economic challenges. RBA preview, SEPT, rates on hold amid sticky inflation. Bullock comments awaited,